Well, I was just viewing the lineup of culinary, and I am hungry. Kelly Schultz, Senior VP Communications and PR for New Orleans and Company, joins us. I'm at 144 of the 148 restaurants, and I'm dying here, Kelly.
Newell, I was just doing the same thing. These photos and menus are absolutely incredible. I am hungry also and ready to book some reservations.
There are not enough days in August, quite frankly.
No, there are not. If you look at, over 140 restaurants now, and every neighborhood, every type of restaurant. I'll tell you, I love the way our restaurants get creative with their culinary menus, and these are some really spectacular meal options. And there's also this year the culinary cocktail element, which we've launched to celebrate culinary's 21st birthday.
I was seeing that as well, and some very interesting choices there too. So, culinary runs for the entire month of August, right?
That's correct. New Orleans and Company launched culinary now 21 years ago to really help boost the restaurants at a time when they need some extra help, which is the month of August. So everything kicked off on Friday the 1st, and it goes through August 31st. You can get a two-course lunch for $28 or less, and a three-course dinner or brunch for $58 or less, which is pretty incredible. And again, the cocktail component is new. So some of the restaurants are offering custom cocktails. Some of them are doing, two cocktails and two appetizers for $35. Really a good variety, and it's a great opportunity to try a new restaurant or maybe rediscover a restaurant that you haven't been to in a while. Of course, we promote this to visitors all over the country and the region, but this is pretty awesome for us as locals as well.
No, absolutely. I mean, and a lot of times if there's a great restaurant that you've not had the opportunity to try out, this is a great time to do it. My wife and I like to figure out which ones have bars. We really like to just, she and I, dine at a bar, at the restaurant. And we kind of do, every year we've kind of done that during culinary.
Exactly. I mean, I also love sitting at the bar, and maybe you all can try out the culinary cocktail part of it this year. And, again, each restaurant kind of throws their own twist on it. And, what they put on these menus are incredible. And a lot of the restaurants have told us, that culinary has been very successful and helped increase their business, and that's our goal. So in addition to culinary, we want people who locals and visitors to do like you and your wife and go out and have a great meal, but also maybe plan a staycation. Think about taking advantage of some great hotel rates this month as well, and rediscover, what a beautiful, historic, interesting city we live in. And, maybe stay in a hotel downtown, do a couple of culinary meals, go to a museum, really just embracing, this place that we're so fortunate to live. And millions of people are drawn to it every year as visitors. And sometimes we forget just how special it is right here in our own backyard.
Well, this weekend, for example, you could do culinary for lunch. You could then go do the Red Dress Run and then go back to your hotel and then go back out and then go to Dirty Linen
That's
all in one day.
right. That's right. Everyone talks about a summer slowdown, and I'll tell you, with all the events you just described, last weekend we had White Linen Night, we had Satchmo, the 25th anniversary of Satchmo Summerfest. This summer, we've also had the UFC championship game, which was a big success and drew a lot of loyal sports fans here. We had 25,000 young people for the Lutheran convention that was here. So we're working really hard to get people into the city and drive them to our hotels and restaurants and cultural attractions and bring in as much business as we can. And then this week, we also have Pickle Fest and the gymnastics championships. So lots of options of things to do.
Yeah, I was at White Linen Night. It was packed. It was great to see.
Yeah.
We walked to the where we parked, which was several blocks away from Julia Street. But I mean, pretty much every restaurant, every bar was filled up. I mean, it was just great to see the amount of people that turned out, because it was hot. I will say that.
Yeah.
It was a little toasty.
It was a little toasty, and we also love to see packed galleries and restaurants and bars. I mean, that's our livelihood in this city is the hospitality industry, and so we're doing everything we can to fill those places. And you know, of course, it's hot here in August, but as you know, Newell, there's been record-breaking heat all over the country. So, you know, for those who are talking about New Orleans heat, there are many other destinations that are dealing with the same thing. So that's the nice thing about culinary and museum month is that you can experience many of these things in the air condition, but we're certainly not alone with the heat that's happening all over the country.
No, it was just great to see people dressed up and out and about and, you know, having a good time. And I'm sure Red Dress Run is always a big success, and Dirty Linen Night as well, you know, featuring the art galleries down on Royal Street, which is a great opportunity to visit those as well.
Exactly. I mean, the city is you know, looking cleaner than ever before in the French Quarter, and there are lots of great reasons to get out. I mean, that's what people love about New Orleans is that it's such a walkable city. I mean, everything is so compact, and the galleries and the restaurants and beautiful hotels are all very geographically convenient to each other. That's why people love coming here for events. And, you know, we're just working hard to make sure that we keep that up as we go into the fall, that we're staying busy and bringing in new events and boosting the current events that we do have. But August is really a great time. You know, I know people have back to school and lots of other things, but we're really encouraging locals this year, if you can, really go out and enjoy at least one meal at a culinary restaurant. They're every neighborhood, every type of restaurant, some new ones that maybe you've not experienced before, or it's a great time to just get back out into your neighborhood favorite. And really good food, and the restaurants certainly appreciate the support at this time of year.
Well, you know, we punch above our weight, right, with the number of restaurants that we have, the diversity of the offerings relative to the restaurants. And it's important that in the slow period of time, you know, and you guys have done an incredible job of creating these opportunities, that we actually execute on that opportunity, because it could make the difference. You know, I'm always saddened when I read about a restaurant that's shutting down, you know. And
yeah,
sometimes it may be one that I haven't tried yet because, you know, the list is so long, you know, of trying new restaurants here. But it's sad to hear that, you know, and it's a way that you can make sure that we continue to punch above our weight.
Exactly. If you think about, you know, New Orleans population wise, the city itself is, you know, 400,000 people. That's a relatively small city. But if you think about the culture and the restaurants and the caliber of talent that we have in our hospitality community, we absolutely punch above our weight. And we would not be able to sustain this level of hospitality without the millions of visitors who come to. We are a relatively small city. You know, we love that Travel and Leisure magazine actually earlier this year named New Orleans the number two city in the country in terms of favorite city. This is something that the readers of Travel and Leisure, who are frequent travelers, vote on. They chose New Orleans as number two. If you're wondering, Santa Fe was number one, but
yeah,
New Orleans was number two. And we're happy to be in the number two spot. Charleston actually held that spot for many years, so we were happy to move up the list. Last year we were number five, and this year we were number two.
I have the greatest Santa Fe story, Kelly. We're in an art gallery, my wife and I, and we're buying a batik, which is, you know, a painting on silk, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking to the lady. She's from West Wego. In an art gallery there in Santa Fe. We had a great time drinking a little wine with her, and just, you know, she hadn't been back home in a number of years, but it was just one of those moments, you know, when you
New Orleans
being so
everywhere.
Small. Yeah, but they're everywhere, man. They're like bad grass. They're all over the place. So what else do we have towards the end of the month of August?
Well, you know, you talked about this coming weekend. We've got Red Dress Run. We have the Dirty Linen Night. This week is the third annual Pickle Fest with Drew Brees. We've got the
The Pickleball. That's right.
Pickleball Fest, which is happening actually the 6th through the 10th of this month. That's over at the Convention Center. And I know you've done that event before. It's a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. We're already in the third annual event. And then also this week is the gymnastics championships. So this is the first stop along the road to the Los Angeles 2028 Olympic Games. So that is happening this week as well over at the Smoothie King Center. And it's a great opportunity, again, you know, get tickets to this event, maybe do a culinary meal beforehand. All of that information is at neworleans.com. And then later in the month, you know, Southern Decadence Fest is always a big draw for New Orleans over the Labor Day weekend as we get closer to the end of the month.
But and Labor Day's early this year, too, September 1st, right?
It is. So Southern Decadence Fest actually starts on August 29th. We are going to sort of have the eyes of the world on us that day as well for the 20th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina. So we're working to help tell some positive stories about our city's recovery and progress in the past 20 years, especially as a hospitality destination. There's a lot of many good news stories to tell there as we commemorate that anniversary. But all throughout August, you can do culinary runs through the 31st and museum month as well. If you're a member of a museum locally, you can get access to all of the other participating museums at no cost during the month of August. So just like the restaurants, if you haven't been to some of our amazing museums in the city, you can take advantage of Museum Month. New this year is a passport. So that sort of encourages people to visit multiple museums, and they can get their passport stamp and have a chance to win prizes. So always trying to add new twists and ways to engage with people.
Absolutely. You know, we are going to be broadcasting live on August the 29th. Tommy Tucker, myself, Scoot, with Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser. They're doing a new presentation and offering at the State Museum in the quarter relative to the 20th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina. And there'll be a number of people that they're bringing in from around the country that were in, you know, some of those big jobs with the federal government and otherwise for panel discussions about the recovery of the city of New Orleans. So we're mm-hmm. looking forward to that as well.
And there's so many good things to. I know it's a very solemn anniversary, but there are many, many good things to celebrate that day as well.
No doubt. Kelly, as always, it's a pleasure to speak with you. Kelly Schultz, Senior VP Communications and PR at New Orleans and Company. Maybe we'll see you at a culinary restaurant. Who knows?
Yes, let me know where you go, where you decide to go with all these incredible menus. Thanks, Newell.
Absolutely. Thank you. Have a great week. We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.